Ask Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Over Ask. Today, we have extremely special guest, the Property Brothers in laws. In law, we have, Ryan Palianto and Michael Redden on the program. Do you guys, thanks for being on, do you guys think as you grow, you're going to run into some problems with Jonathan and Drew over there?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're trying to get their attention, but it's not working.
No?
My whole family's lawyers, and we asked them a bunch of times, and they said, you stay just under the radar, you probably wouldn't have a problem. But if we blow up, then who knows?
Well, you seem to be blowing up now. They're probably quaking in their boots over there at HGTV. They don't know what the hell's going on.
I haven't heard much from the real Property Brothers lately. I feel like they've kind of fallen off a little bit.
I mean, they just, the one just married Zooey Deschanel. I don't think he really fell off. You know what I mean?
Whatever. Yeah. She was good in Yes Man. That's about all I know.
Elf? Are you kidding
me? Yeah, no, she's great, obviously. Okay. Great voice, too.
Michael, Ryan, here's the thing. You guys are blowing up now. You're the Property Brother. So who married into the family here? What's going on?
Yeah,
are you real? Are you real brother-in-laws?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm actually married to Ryan's sister, Lindsay.
Okay, so do your wives just like watch you do videos or some shit and think you're just idiots?
100%. Mine does. Yeah.
Lindsay actually
she does all her filming.
She films everything. She's sound engineer, production assistant, co-director.
Yeah. Exact same with my wife. She thinks I'm an idiot, but she films it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it is. Also, you're the first duo we've ever had on the podcast.
Nice.
That's right. Congratulations. We're computer.
Yeah. Congratulations. So guys, and I'm going to let Eric talk at some point in this podcast, but I'm so intrigued with this. What's your story? Are you guys actors? Are you guys real agents? What the hell's going on here? Do you have a great real estate business? Are you actors? Are you punking everyone here?
No, that's a good. So he is actually an actor, but also an agent. Okay. I mean, we're out here living what we're putting on film. And I feel like I hope that's what resonates with everybody. Cause like the farting to shut the lights off. I couldn't believe how many people were like, dude, I shit myself every time I show a house. I'm like, damn. Okay.
That's crazy.
No, but I got into real estate in like 2015 and then Nick got his license and we just were messing around one day because it was his first day coming into the office. I'm like, yo, why don't I just film? Or no, my sister said, film you asking Mike to get you a cup of coffee. And I was like, nah, I'm not messing around. I'm on his first day. Like, I wouldn't do that to him. And then he came in. I'm like, why don't we actually just set this up and film it and just make it like super awkward and we'll have the camera cut back and forth. I always find that funny. And we did. And then we posted it and we ended up getting some laughs from people we knew. And then that kind of snowballed.
Original videos, they started off on YouTube though, right?
Yeah.
Or did you post them to Instagram? Because I know you guys have been posting for about like 3 years doing comedic sketches and everything, but I first saw you guys on YouTube.
So yeah,
maybe Facebook?
Yeah, we just started posting on our personal Facebook pages. After that first one, then we got excited because we got a few positive responses. And then we did one like once every week. We still don't know what we're doing as far as like on YouTube. Like we throw them up there, but we're probably not, you know, doing it the correct way because we don't have as many of a following on YouTube, but it really took off on Facebook and Instagram. That's where we get a lot of our views.
How long have you been doing this for?
Well, I got my real estate license. So I was a public school teacher and then Ryan was doing very well in real estate. And I was kind of like sitting in my classroom, like, what the hell am I doing here? And then I saw how well
teaching he was kids.
teaching the future. No, I enjoyed entertaining kids and I was doing some acting on the side. And then, but I wanted to make more money and I wanted more freedom. And Ryan was like, you should get your real estate license. So I thought about it for a while. And I'm like, you know what? Might as well just do it as like a side hustle. And then, with COVID and everything else, I took a job as like a professional, like I did professional developing, but then that got sidelined. So I jumped in with both feet in real estate. So he and I, like I joined his brokerage. I had no business, no clients, but I was just following him around every day. And I really learned like the business through him because he was a top producer. And then ultimately I started getting busier with friends and family. But as far as the videos, we're just like good buddies. We have a lot of fun. We send a lot of snaps to like our family and friends. And yes, I guess we've been making these, I don't even know what they are. I guess they're like vids and clips or reels. And we've just been like posting them and for probably around 2.5 years now. And now it's like our favorite thing to do. Like we focus more on that really than our real estate business, but we're also doing very well in that. So it's kind of like, it's the best of both worlds, I guess.
Have you seen your real estate business pick up since you've been posting these?
Yeah, it was going to be like 50-50. We were like, either people are going to just go, fuck these guys. They're not really realtors, or they're going to laugh. And we got more laughs. And then people started saying like, dude, you can only list our house as long as we could be in a video. And then we're like, oh shit, maybe we're onto something. Yeah, and then just started really going full speed.
I think what it does is like, because sometimes I get a little bit more nervous. He's like, oh, we got to do this. And I'm like, no, we're not going to look professional. But then ultimately it wears me down. And I'm like, all right, fine, let's just shoot it. But I think people forget exactly like what we do or say, but they just associated us with real estate. And in such a competitive arena that we're in, there's so many realtors in our area that it's really difficult to kind of stick out. So I feel like the videos kind of like pushed us to top of mind when people are thinking about buying or selling. So, I mean, I started 3 years ago, and I feel like as soon as we started getting consistent with posting episodes, my business kind of took off just like locally from the town I'm from. And then through those connections, like my first clients were all the people I taught with really and their families and stuff. So it helped me grow pretty quickly in real estate doing these videos.
Erickson's smirking like an asshole for 3 minutes.
I know. Just because, have you seen the movie The Internship, Matt?
Yeah.
So you know when they interview Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson and they're sitting at a library together and they're both just like sticking their heads in? That's kind of how I feel like this aesthetically looks, at least.
Yeah.
Not to take away from anything you just said, but I got that in my head because you guys both have like huge grins on your faces. Those are smiling so much. But I think your smiles and faces, as ridiculous as that sounds, has a lot to do with the success of your videos too. Like the energy that you guys bring out in these videos, it's such a fun, loving energy. There's a lot of like, you know, dark humor. You know, Matt's, I wouldn't say Matt's is dark. Matt's is both fun, but also can be dark, I guess. Mine is more dark humor. I think your videos are so shareable and that you guys have resonated with so many people just because it's like, oh, that's just fun. It's like kind of safe, slightly edgy, but fun. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I have a lot more of the dark humor on my side that we clash with a lot. He's like, dude, you can't do some of the stuff is really ridiculous and I get it, but I'm like, but it would be funny. Like, I feel like if I sent it to Eric, he would laugh, but he's like, dude, we cannot.
I also taught fourth grade and I still have that, even though I'm not a teacher anymore. I haven't been for like 5 years. I still feel like if I see a kid and they're like, what's up, Mr. Red? And I'm like, hey, buddy. Like, I don't want to be too much where like they don't have that view of me. But at the same time, like I'm kind of gone from that world. So I should just kind of let loose.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. I just kept like, it almost got edgier and edgier. You kind of see what you can get away with more and more. Yeah.
It's like, look at like Family Guy and South Park. Like when they started, now it's like they do whatever they want. And
yeah, they try and get a rise out of people now.
Yeah, they do.
Which is hilarious.
I mean, a big Always Sunny fan too. I love their stuff. Like that shit makes me laugh.
Yeah. I do agree though, Eric, with you. Your faces have something to do with it. So many people.
These are good looking guys, by the way.
I mean, if you're not watching, it's fantastic looking guys. But so many people have punchable faces and it makes it takes all the humor out of it for me. Like there's a couple I've told Eric, like that a couple have been on this podcast. We won't name names right here, Dan O'Neill, but I mean, there's some punchable faces and it's hard to get behind, you know? You guys just have very loving faces, a great face on you both. Great set of teeth, proportion.
I look like they're missing on this side.
I always tell everybody it's essential oils and a ton of water, but nobody listens.
And a nice tan too. This podcast always somehow devolves into Matt and I just complimenting the looks of the guests. That always tends to happen.
You as well. You're a very handsome guy.
Oh, thank you. Eric's not really.
Well, yeah. We just kept up on that. We had to return it.
Thank you.
Are you guys having agents in your office reaching out to do videos? Like, what's kind of the response been in your local market with other agents and your clientele?
Yeah. Right.
We get. Yeah.
Yeah. Clip it, Bobby. Right, cool. Clip it. That's the one.
Clip that one. That's genius.
Not to mention the property or anything, but Ryan and I have a listing now where somebody contacted us, was like, oh, I have a client who's interested and we'd like to get a little bit more information, and we're going back and forth. And truthfully, he's handling most of the deal because it's a very,
how much?
Deal. So
you need to tell it all here. How much is this house?
It's 235.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a commercial property. Yeah. So the agent was like asking us for information, and then all of a sudden I look in our Instagram and he's like, yo, would love to do a collaboration. I think you guys are so funny. And I'm like, I don't know if he wanted to really like put an offer in or if he just wanted to be in an episode, but I'm like, yeah, just get us an offer on the property and we'll put you in one. And he was like, oh, what? No way. I didn't realize that was you guys. So that was pretty cool.
You're going to get a lot of messages of agents wanting to collab. Matt's had this, I've had this, of agents who aren't funny at all, who are just like, dude, let's do a video. This looks incredible. And then you'll literally like meet up with them. Like I've gotten coffee with people or like,
you've actually met up with them. Are you insane?
Yeah. I've met up with a ton of these people back in the day, 2018, 19, there weren't other people. So if anyone was just like, hey, I want to do some sort of collab, I would literally like drive there immediately. And I'd meet up with these people and they'd have no ideas. They'd just be kind of giddy sitting there. Like, let's film something. Like we're just all of a sudden supposed to just like spark something in film. Never worked out.
Yeah, I get that all the time. You guys, I'm sure, have already got it. You'll get it way more, especially now that you're on the number one podcast in Turks and Caicos and Belize. You're just going to blow up after this, I'm sure. So
exactly.
Congratulations, by the way, for getting on. It's a big, like, don't even, if you go to Turks and Caicos, you're done.
So what's the growth been like for you guys? So when I first, I don't even remember how I discovered, not discovered, but I think you reached out to me or there was some sort of tag or something like that. So let's go through that and then what's happened since, basically.
Well, it's funny when you said 2018, I got into real estate 2015 and I remember linking onto your account when I was first posting real estate memes. Like I didn't know what to post. So I'm like, oh, let me just come up with funny shit. And then you were the go-to for that. And I think at that time you were like only 10K followers. And I think I was annoying you then. Like, dude, what do you think of this? Like, I was one of those guys. And then I'm just relentless. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just message a broke agent again, see if he'll post something. And I think just one hit, you happen to see it. And then that's kind of where we took off with you. But you catapulted us.
Yeah, it's cool that the collab feature has come out now that's kind of allowed this to occur. And instead of you posting it and then a larger account sharing it or vice versa, now it just kind of allows you guys to come up with ideas and be like, hey, do you want to collab on this? And then sometimes if I don't respond, it's like I don't want to collab on it, but I'm too nice of a guy to just be like, nah, this is not something I want to do. But you know, there,
and
you go,
send you back like the guy jumping out the window, like,
exactly. But 90% of them hit. Like, I mean, all these videos are hilarious. If you guys aren't following them yet, follow Property Brothers and
really
we have a bunch of collabs that some of them have 400,000 views.
Yeah. By the way, Eric talks about discovering people like he's Dr. Dre. He acts like he's got a record label and he has all these like,
well, I mean, the people that we have surrounded with have blown up. So, you know, there is something to that.
Yeah. No, you're Dr. Dre real estate. No doubt.
Jimmy Iovine, I would say. Yes.
Jimmy Iovine. Okay. Yes. No, we'll take it.
Yeah,
we'll take it. No, the videos are really funny. I love the one where you get out of the, you asked me off air what I like. I love the one when you're dancing outside of the car. When you get out of the car, that was so funny. And there's one other, I can't remember. I think it was the first, what was the first one you posted, Eric? Do you remember?
No.
It was really funny. Do you remember what the first one was?
I think it was the one where we're like trying to go viral on TikTok when he's like pointing up and I'm like, no, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Because I tell Ryan all the time, like, I'm not trying. I feel for agents who are like trying to like become more well known in their area, because it's like, but everybody's doing a lot of the same things, which is like pointing to the blurbs around the screen or they're doing the voiceover. So I'm like, actually, we're going to do an episode on like the voiceover for movies and stuff, just because it's like they're just jumping on trends, which is good in ways it can get you seen more. But I feel like you have to kind of like, we like making, I guess, making fun of that because it's just overdone.
It's fun to make fun of. It's, you know? They flock. And like 5 years ago, everyone was just posting just sold, open house, just listed. And now all those people are like, oh yeah, that doesn't work. And now they're just doing exactly what you said. Now they've all moved over to pointing at things on TikTok, which it still doesn't differentiate you at all.
Right.
Yeah.
So like you need to find that thing. And I love how you call your skits episodes. I should do that. Yeah, like it's way
better. For 15 second reels of them farting outside of a house. Yeah, yeah. These are cinematic productions. Yeah.
Well, I think love them. We're like, we're trying to figure out the best way to, I don't know. We're like, what do I say? Throwing shit at the wall and see what sticks. When like something's work, something's flop, and then it'll just be like this thing that keeps evolving.
It's all trial and error. And that's what I've found with my stuff too. It's like, yeah, exactly that. You see what works, see what doesn't work, and then you start tailoring it accordingly. And then and then you kind of get a sense, like Eric always talks about this. He knows pretty much when something's going to hit. That's why I text him a lot. I'm like, is this good? Because he's just got a sense now. He's been doing it for 7 years.
Yeah.
He says like sense, like he knows what the real estate comedy audience wants to see.
For sure.
Yeah. And it's mostly crap is what they want to see. They just want to see it, not from you guys, but they just want to see very, like the joke has to be so in their face immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it can never be a hidden joke. It has to be like, this is the joke in this real estate setting. And it's happening in the first like 3 to 5 seconds. Otherwise they tune out immediately. So are you guys kind of learning the other side of content production, of how to format reels, when to post to TikTok? Like, were you guys ever interested in that type of thing? Like how to actually get more views, or is it kind of just been filming, you know, let's collab with the broke agent and see what happens?
Yeah.
Like, is there strategy behind it now?
Yeah. Just sending it to you.
Smart. Yeah. Yeah.
We got into the clipping and the editing and all that stuff from the first episode to what we've been doing now, definitely. Yeah. But our research consists of like going on Google real quick, like best times for Instagram, 4 o'clock. All right, let's try 4. Oh shit, that didn't work.
Right.
And then we'll just post it whenever we want.
Like something's happened. I think I'm more interested in like the production quality, like. I understand you got to put content out and like, it's never going to be perfect, but like, I always tell Ryan, like, we need better light, we need better sound, we need, you know, but as far as like, I mean, I watch what you do, Eric, and like, you know, telling people the best ways to get the most visibility and everything. And I know that that's super important. It's just another layer of another thing we have to like try to capitalize on and learn. We'll get there.
I never think of that. I'll send them videos where like you could just see my eyes and teeth, like right. Like, lighting it forward. It's
like, what like the fuck is that? You look like a cigar.
Yeah.
Because we're so freaking dark that it's like it's hard to, you know, we need like light like in our faces.
That's good though. It's a good contrast between you two because it is a happy medium between like quality, quantity, and just like if the content's not good, it doesn't matter how good quality it is. True. That's what I realized. Like my best performing videos are me in my car, selfie mode.
Yeah. A lot of times the ones that you don't think will blow up are the ones that blow up and vice versa.
Always. Yeah. That's always happening. Like that zombie one, fucking dud. Didn't do anything. Spent like $2,500 on it. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Nothing. Then I speak in my car.
Like that was more of like a listing video too, though, right? Like you were actually showing the house sometimes because you actually have to show the rooms that could probably...
Yeah, I'm just saying that I talk about NSYNC in my car for 10 seconds and a fucking 500,000
views. Like destroys.
I remember that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need a bit of both, though. You need to show that you do have the quality for the listing side of things, but then, like, a lot of the times people want to see the more raw, I've found, anyways, in my experience.
So are you guys posting real estate-related stuff also?
Oh, shit, he's a top producer. Hold on.
Yeah, exactly.
Grab that.
Are you actually posting like your listings and what you're doing in real estate, or are you full skit mode now?
I think we have the Property Brothers in Laws as like our handle for the two of us. But then we also have our own where it's like our lives and our real estate. But I hate to say it. I mean, you could probably, you know, relate, Ryan, but like, I feel like if you're not constantly posting like I'm very big on making sure everybody knows, like, when I have a listing, when I have something sold, when something is, you know, coming to market. I mean, I don't try to like bombard them with all of that and just that. I try to like, you know, share like personal stuff a little bit, but I have to have like a presence for real estate just because it's a, we're competing with a lot of different agents.
Yeah. I hate posting. I know. I hate posting.
So you're doing that on your personal page though, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Kills your algorithm. It kills the algorithm though. When you do that, like if you did that on the property brother-in-laws, you'd be like, it's like a death wish.
Yeah. You've conditioned them. Yeah. You've conditioned them to just see humor. And then if you throw that in there, but that's why you do a good job, Matt, is you do your Instagram stories and highlights that are your property. So you still know that Matt is selling, you know, luxury real estate and also doing a sketch. This is something I just mentioned. And that YouTube video just came out with like 10 things, 10 agent mistakes on Instagram. One of them is if you're only doing like comedic stuff, you're never showing anything about real estate, you're losing that validation. Like your clients are going to start to think, okay, these guys are just clowns at this point. Like, why do they, you know, like eventually you have to like market a property, which you guys are doing. I'm just saying that some people could kind of devolve into that.
Yeah. And then once you get one, like something that hits, especially for people who are just starting, like if they get a video that hits, then they just want to keep doing it over. And then they forget kind of why they're doing it in the first place, because they just want the laughs. I guess for us, it's a little different because we're like, we understand the content creation side of things and we're content creators at this point, but we're also realtors. So there's like, I think we can have a little bit more fun than just being straight realtors at this point.
For the day that we don't have to sell real estate.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. What's the game plan, the end game for this? Is it to get a show? Is it to kind of blow up the content, get out of real estate? Like, what's the goal?
Yeah, any of the above.
I mean, we talk about it a lot just because we'd be open to really anything. I mean, I really enjoy doing real estate. I like, you know, the freedom and all that, and the money, and just like the, like our lives are just a lot more relaxed than working in a public school.
But I thought you were going to say meeting people. I was going to go.
Yeah. I like meeting people, but I feel like if, you know, I've been interested in acting for my entire life. I did a lot of like, you know, off Broadway community theater commercials and things. And like, I would love to host a show or do something with Ryan that's in the creative, like where we're, you know, pranking people or, you know, just doing something that's like in that
pranking
realm.
Oh, pranking.
No, impractical like jokers.
Either or.
Yeah. You should do a skit. I always try and give ideas to our guests. Sometimes I have a good one. I think this is a good one. Okay. Ready for this? You should do a skit where you're sitting on the couch watching Property Brothers. And like every time they say a joke or something, just be like, I don't get it. It's not for me. I don't, why, what's happening here?
The Property Brothers, the real Property Brothers, have the worst jokes known to mankind.
Really?
Yeah.
I did a series on Instagram stories like 2 years ago where I would watch some of their like clips on YouTube, and it's like the cheesiest, most rehearsed lines I've ever seen in my life. There's just something about those guys.
Yeah.
I like you guys way more than the Property Brothers.
Yeah. Well, until we have them on, then we'll like them more. The Property Brothers in laws. Like,
you see these two half
the Property Brothers in laws. Yeah.
We'll get like contacted by the production company and be like, oh my God, biggest fans ever. You guys are incredible.
Yeah.
One day we're just going to see you guys wiped off the face of the earth because the actual Property Brothers are going to catch wind.
Have you ever reached out to them?
No, but oddly enough, maybe it was a real person from their production company messaged us. I don't know if we just had recently signed up with his friend to put something together for an idea who's in production, and they reached out asking us the same thing, and we just signed like an exclusive with this guy to pitch this idea, and then that's where it died.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, if you guys do flips and stuff, we'd be interested. I'm like, we actually have done one or two, and they were like, yeah, no, we're still not. We were just being nice.
Yeah,
like,
just joking. Right. Yeah, don't ever fucking call again. Yeah. Yeah, don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah.
I have one more question, Eric. That's okay. I don't know if you have anything else, but I have one good one.
Go ahead.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Do you guys get recognized in your town now?
I'm probably. Yeah, we have been for sure. I showed a house like around a month ago. And the guy walked in with his client because I had to be present at the showings. And I'm like, oh, yeah, take your time. And he's like, yeah, I was going to ask you. He's like, holy shit, are you a property brother-in-law? I almost fell over. I was like, yes. I was so happy.
But that's so cool.
Often,
but. And one time we went to the Jersey Shore for his bachelor party. And a friend of his just randomly went up to these two girls and like, yo, go up to this guy and say, are you a property brother? And I saw how quick he turned on me because he's like, yes, I am. And he took them over and I was like, dude, what the fuck?
I saw it a mile away.
Happiest moment of the life right there. I feel like that is going to start to happen. I mean, you guys are almost at 10,000 followers on Instagram. Your TikTok's huge. Your YouTube's growing. At least I think it is. I just kind of made that up. I checked the YouTube, but.
We don't fact check on this show. We just assume everything's good.
If you guys are posting to YouTube Shorts, I'm sure it'll be growing. But I bet that's going to help with like leverage with other agents because, you know, when you call other agents and they recognize you, or when you show a house with other agents and they recognize you, that does, you know, add a little bit of, you know, factor to it for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I wanted to ask you guys this, Matt. I don't know if you do. Do you have that verified check mark? And Eric, you don't, right? Does that Correct. Make a difference?
I don't have it.
100% makes a difference.
It does, yeah. It does? You need to get
that. Yeah, in everything.
So how, but can you do it or?
No. We've tried everything. Ad nauseum about this. We've tried everything. We've had episodes about this.
Yeah, you guys watch every episode? What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, of course.
You need an enormous amount of mainstream media. you need like news articles from like the New York Times, Forbes, stuff like that, so.
Okay.
Damn, we thought Bammer of the Week was going to get us there.
Yeah, exactly. Trust me, I've been giving myself Bammer of the Week, and it's never happened yet. So eventually, hopefully.
Yeah. All right. Maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
Break that 10K hump. I feel like that'll help.
Exactly.
It will.
We're talking to some guys. How dumb! But we're trying anything. There's like a boat that goes down the Jersey Shore that has an ad on it. We're like, let's just reach out to them and do like, help us get over 10K. It's just going to be me and him on this big ass ad.
We should just collab again. I don't think a boat would necessarily.
Yeah, you don't need to pay for a boat. Are you insane?
It's completely insane. I'll just post you guys on my story. That'll push you over. Let me ask one more question, Matt.
Okay.
I know you got to run. Inspiration. Is there anyone that you're watching right now that you're actually getting content ideas from? It doesn't have to be in the real estate space, but is there anyone on Instagram, TikTok that you guys like?
I'm always like just going through talk and seeing what's trending and then seeing how I'm always trying to twist it to real estate.
Yeah.
No one in particular, just whatever's going on at the moment.
I mean, I don't know. You guys ever hear of Kyle Dunnigan?
No. Yes. Yes. The SNL guy.
I don't know who he is, but he's hilarious. I mean, I just think he's like,
imagine he's like, no, he's a realtor from
a realtor from Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I've seen this. Yeah, dude, his impressions are hilarious.
It's so funny.
He does like Bill Maher and
Biden, and
yeah. He's great.
Oh, look, come on.
Yeah, I don't really. He's just funny. I don't really use him as inspiration. But like Ryan finds a trend on TikTok, and we'll be like, how can we make this like something to do with us? Spin it.
Yeah,
for sure. I like Trevor Wallace. I think he does a lot of good stuff. Have you seen his stuff?
Like Dad Life. That guy's funny too.
I don't know that. I don't know. Trevor Wallace is really funny though. Watch Trevor Wallace and I'll watch fucking Kyle Dunkirk Bell. Or whatever his name is.
Jesus.
Sweet.
Done again.
Well, the Property Brothers.
In-law.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you should write a note to them or like you should do some skits of like you trying to get fly out to Vancouver where they're from and like, I don't know, trolling. Attack them or something like Borat.
Yeah.
Don't so, actually.
If the boat thing doesn't work out, that's.
Yeah. My advice, do not do the boat thing. That is.
If you do the boat thing.
Zero return on that.
It should be like, get us in touch with the Property Brothers.
Yeah.
And it would just be for fun.
True. The amount of people that would have to see a boat advertisement, pull out their phone and actually follow you on Instagram.
I agree.
It's got to be on one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine you get it for a week and then it's like the worst rain ever.
Yeah.
And no one goes outside for a week.
We were just hoping to get like one or two people from our town. They're like, no way, dude. We saw your boat.
Right.
All right, cool.
I know. It'd be pretty cool to say like, yeah, I'm on a boat right now.
We just want, like, the kids in high school that we hated to be like, wow, they really made it.
Yeah.
It is good content. The content around the boat idea is good. That's like you're doing this to gain Instagram followers, and then you talk about how many followers you actually gained from it. Net like three or something like that. That's
funny. If it's under $5,000, I say do it. Anything over, I don't think is worth it.
It was.
Awesome.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, thanks for having us on, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on. You guys go back to being top producers. Top producer video makers now, content creators. And I look forward to seeing the next vid. And Eric, collab with them like today or something.
Yes, I will. You guys got anything in the works?
We do. We have one that Mike's been pushing that I've been hesitant. I might just have him send it to you direct because I got a good
I don't interact intro. With Mike directly.
Wait, well, I don't love it, but I also am like, now I'm in the mindset of like, just put shit out there.
Yeah, just
so
put
like,
it out.
You know what I mean? Like, it can't be, but I'm not really in love with it either, but.
Send it over my way.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. They have some fire content coming. They're not too stoked about it, but just can't wait to see that. It's going to be good. It's going to be good stuff. Eric.
We're working on that are going to, I think. Will be
okay, good. Sweet. Well, everyone who's listening to this, get these guys over 10K and then on to 20K.
Yeah, please.
Because they need to blow up. They need that fucking boat ad. Okay.
Yes.
So let's do it.
I'm
going
to Photoshop that check mark onto our. See how long it takes.
Sweet. All right. Thanks so much for being on, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Take it easy.
Later.
The Broke Agent presents Over Ask Podcast.